Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. Another case of the Omicron variant has been discovered, this time in Colorado. That makes the third known case of the variant in the U.S. Cases have also been found in California and in Minnesota, where officials say a man who recently traveled to New York City later tested positive for the variant. Gwen Hogan from member station WNYC has more.
The man attended an anime convention at a large New York convention hall just before Thanksgiving. He developed COVID symptoms shortly after and was later determined to have the Omicron variant, becoming the second known person in the U.S. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says it's only a matter of time before the variant turns up in the state.
Get vaccinated, get boosted, and get ready. We do anticipate there'll be more cases, but to the extent that they are mild, we'll address them. This is not cause for alarm.
Officials say the infected Minnesota man is vaccinated and has experienced mild symptoms. For NPR News, I'm Gwen Hogan in New York.
The U.S. and Mexico have agreed to restart a Trump-era border policy that forced asylum seekers to wait in Mexico for their hearings in U.S. courts. NPR's Joel Rose reports the Remain in Mexico policy resumes next week.
President Biden suspended Remain in Mexico shortly after taking office, but a federal judge in Texas ordered the administration to restart the policy as illegal border crossings soared. About 70,000 migrants were returned under Remain in Mexico during the Trump administration. Immigrant advocates documented more than 1,500 violent attacks in makeshift tent camps and dangerous border towns. Biden administration officials promised key changes to address humanitarian concerns and improve safety and due process for migrants. The U.S. will also offer COVID-19 vaccines. But immigrant advocates say there's no way to make the program safe and that asylum seekers will once again face kidnappings and violence. Joel Rose, NPR News.
Wall Street ended the day higher as the Labor Department issued another encouraging report on new unemployment claims. NPR's Scott Horsley has more.
New state claims for unemployment benefits remained relatively low at 222,000 last week, though not quite as low as the week before, when claims dropped to their lowest level in more than half a century. Some of that earlier decline may have been a statistical fluke tied to seasonal adjustments around the Thanksgiving holiday, but the downward trend in new jobless claims appears to be real. As of mid-November, just 2.3 million Americans were receiving some form of jobless aid. That's down almost 90% from a year earlier. Tomorrow, the Labor Department will report on new hiring for November. Forecasters expect the report, which reflects conditions before the Omicron variant, will show well over 500,000 jobs added. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
And on Wall Street, the Dow was up 617 points. That's up 1.8%. The Nasdaq was up 0.1%, gaining 127 points. The S&P 500 up 64. This is NPR. Two NASA astronauts are back inside the International Space Station after a more than six-hour spacewalk. It's a rescheduled walk after it was delayed earlier this week. Brendan Byrne from member station WMFE has more.
NASA's Thomas Marshburn and Kayla Barron stepped outside the orbiting lab to replace an S-band antenna used to communicate with ground controllers back on Earth. The spacewalk was delayed earlier this week when NASA received notice that space debris could pass near the station. It's the second time in less than a month space junk has put the station on alert. Debris from a Russian anti-satellite test last month prompted astronauts to take shelter in their docked spacecraft. The spacewalk is Barron's first and Marshburn's fifth. NASA was able to confirm the new antenna was working before the duo headed back into the airlock. For NPR News, I'm Brendan Byrne in Orlando.
BP has reached an agreement with regulators and activists who say the oil giant violated an earlier deal on the amount of soot emissions from its Whiting refinery in Indiana. BP will pay fines of more than $500,000, and it will reduce soot emissions at the sprawling facility that's about 15 miles southeast of Chicago on the shore of Lake Michigan. The high-temperature processing units at the refinery release the soot, which is linked to asthma and other respiratory and cardiovascular illnesses. The plant converts around 440,000 barrels of crude oil daily into gasoline and other fuels and asphalt. Crude oil prices were higher by the close, gaining 93 cents to end at $66.50 a barrel. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.